I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel says it intercepted a majority of the nearly 200 missiles Iran launched at it on Tuesday. The attack, which Iran says was in response to the killing of two Hezbollah and Hamas leaders, had only one reported casualty. Israel has promised, though, it will retaliate. Zev Sigalim with Megavoice describes daily life and work punctuated by sirens and sprints to the bomb shelter. He asks for a prayer for the peace of Jerusalem, for children, soldiers, and families who are dealing with trauma.
In the spirit of unity, pray for also Christians on the other side of this conflict. You know, that's something that we don't want to lose sight of. We know that this war is not with flesh and blood, but with the evil powers. It's really hard to keep that in mind as you're sitting with your family in a bomb shelter. But we have to remember to keep that in mind.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Matthew Poe was incarcerated in Singapore 8 years ago. He went through Crossroads Prison Ministry's Bible study program and started to think about helping others as he spoke with fellow inmates.
All of them say that, look, it's almost closely impossible to get a decent job out there after you leave prison. So I thought about it and said maybe I should start an enterprise because I've been a businessman for the last 20 years.
After release, he launched a coffee shop and hires former prisoners.
The original idea of the caffeine experience was to provide a place where ex-offenders can restart their life. And all this was because of the faith-based programming that I've encountered in the past with Crossroads Prison Ministry because they provided me a different view of my life.
Praise God for Crossroads Gospel Ministry. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.